Speaking of presidents in your part of the world, Ruth, I saw the news this week that Syria's president, Bashar al-Assad, has tested positive. I know you're not in Syria, obviously, but you cover Syria quite closely from Lebanon. And it got me thinking about just the incredible challenges of trying to pull off a vaccination program in a war zone. How's it going there?
Well, it's extremely complicated, as you say, Mary Louise. So for starters, the country is divided into different areas of control. COVAX, that's the global mechanism for getting vaccines to poorer countries, has promised a batch of vaccines to both the Syrian regime and opposition rebels. In the opposition-held areas, in Idlib province, for example, one of the key problems is that these areas are so battered, you know, hospitals have been destroyed by airstrikes, doctors have been killed, that there's barely even the infrastructure to distribute these vaccines. Then you have the regime-held parts of the country. Vaccinations there are underway, though, as you noted, President Bashar al-Assad and his wife Asma have come down with COVID-19. The real issue in this area is whether the government will play ball in making sure everybody that needs it gets the vaccine. Rights groups say there's a precedent here where the regime politicizes aid, trying to steer help from the United Nations and other aid groups, or in this case, vaccines, to areas where loyalists live.